Well, good evening. Have you ever missed something that really mattered? Something that was important that perhaps you really should have done, but you were so distracted. Perhaps you were so busy trying to get things organised that you missed that urgent appointment at the doctor. Or perhaps you were so full of the worries and concerns that distract so many of us that you forgot your partner's birthday. I know my family, my mum and my dad, once were so busy at their church that when they left to go home, they left my sister behind. We get so easily distracted. We miss perhaps the most significant as we focus instead on the trivial and we focus on our own fears. Do you know, I'm pretty certain that's how most people approach Christmas. We're so busy dealing with the shopping, the crowded street, the cooking, the parties, the booking of the hotel, and the government, well, they're so distracted with their own shenanigans. We somehow miss the birth of Jesus, even if it happens right under our nose. I wonder if that is what happened to the people of Bethlehem that first Christmas. You see, I'm not quite sure I agree with the carol, which we didn't sing this evening, the one, O Little Town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. I'm not sure if the author of that carol read their Bible, but in that reading we heard from Luke's Gospel, it did happen to mention that Caesar Augustus had issued a decree, a sentence to be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone was to go to their own town to register. David had a big family. The census would have been chaotic. The small town of Bethlehem would have been like Sainsbury's the night before Christmas. There would have been people everywhere. Those who came to register and those who came to count those who registered. Those who came to sell goods to those who came to visit. Those who were trying to keep order. It's put wonderfully well in this poem by Geoffrey Rust. Midnight in Bethlehem, 0 AD. One or two people in difficulty. Out on the street, a problem that won't go away. A woman in labour and nowhere to stay. Now the root of it all, when you boil the thing down, was too many people in too small a town. When they dreamed up the plan of administration for a poll tax on the Jewish nation, only a bureaucrat somewhere like Rome would send everyone back to their ancestors' home. For little old Bethlehem wasn't designed to cater for David's prolific line. And there, amongst the busyness, there amongst the crowds, there in the distraction of that great census, I wonder how many people missed what happened. Did they miss what really mattered? Were they oblivious to this woman in her need? This woman about to give birth. So busy with their own lives, no room available for God to come. I wonder how Joseph felt I have a soft spot for Joseph. I wonder how he felt in this context. I'll go back to the poem by Geoffrey Rust. Still the problem was there. He couldn't disown it. They'd left it too late, and Joseph had blown it. If they'd finished the packing the evening before and not gone back to check they'd locked the front door, if they'd not missed a turning at that roundabout, if they'd filled up the donkey before they set out, if they hadn't agreed to call in and see all of Mary's relations in Bethany, or if only he'd booked by Israeli Express, that would have done nicely. But this was a mess. No room at the inn, no room anywhere. They gave him the only place they could spare. And the promised Messiah was born that night on the floor of a stable without any light. But they cut the cord and cleaned up the mess and wrapped him up in somebody's old dress. And while Mary slept there exhausted and cold, Joseph sat by feeling helpless and old. This wasn't the way he had thought it would be when the angel told him that destiny. When God chose them to look after the Holy One. No, this was a farce. What had God done? Why trust the care of the Saviour instead to a man who could not even find him a bed? If only he had planned it more carefully then. If he only could go back and do it again. He turned around in his mind the ways he had blundered. Then he looked at the infant and suddenly wondered. Was it all a lie? Was he a fool? The object of everyone's ridicule. If the dreams of the angels were tricks and not what they promised to be. He looked. His anger grew hot. Joseph was clearly frustrated, clearly distracted. His fears, his anxieties about doing the best for his wife, the best for the child, the best for God. His fears had led to anger. His fears had led to self-doubt. And the world is so busy outside his window, he goes in on himself. He internalizes the problem and then becomes filled with anxiety. And after all those amazing Old Testament prophecies we heard read, and angelic encounters by night, it seems that God slips into the world unnoticed and unwanted. With everyone so busy and Joseph consumed by his own fears, who was it who actually received the announcement of Christ's birth? Well, just outside the town, there were shepherds watching their fields at night. You wouldn't think that shepherds would have been at the top of the list. You wouldn't have thought that shepherds would have got the invitation. They're the ones who are outside the town. They were the ones who were not being counted. But they on the outside were the ones ready to hear from God. Out in the fields instead of in the middle of the business. Perhaps not intentionally, but they were away from the craziness. The benefit of their job was they had time. Time and space. Space to look upon the heavens. Space to see. And place to hear. Some of you this evening might feel that you are on the outside. That you're looking in on Christmas. You wish you had your family close. You wish you could spend your holidays somewhere a bit warmer, or certainly drier. You are hoping to get invited to a party or two. And things are rather quiet around your house. But in that quietness, maybe you can hear God's voice. Stop and listen. Folk here at St. Augustine's and some of us at St. Thomas Community have been spending a bit more focused time this Advent, slowing down and trying to hear from God. Allowing this season of Advent an anticipation and preparation to get ready, to prepare. You see, these shepherds weren't too busy to listen. Their hearts weren't full of self-doubts as they struggled to respond. They simply said, "Let's go and see this thing that's happened." And the shepherds go down to Bethlehem. They fight through the crowded street and they meet the struggling Mary and Joseph. And they encounter Jesus. I want to return one last time to Geoffrey Ruff's poem. The shepherds burst in all breathless and wild and stopped in their tracks when they saw the child. They shifted their gaze from the baby's bed and their eyes met Joseph's and he nodded his head. Standing awkwardly, not knowing quite what to do, now they all knew for certain the story was true. They stayed there for minutes. It might have been years. Not one of them spoke their hopes and their fears. Gathered around this helpless God, as their minds tried to grasp what it meant, God stood. Joseph was silent as finally he saw this was how it was planned to be. That's the smell and the dark and the dirt and the pain. Well, not Joseph's mistake, but God's choice once again. Past midnight in Bethlehem, Joseph knew that men would be saved despite all they might do. He could not control it. He did not understand. He felt like a baby himself in God's own hand. He thought of his anger and flushed now with shame. He remembered the angel had said that his name would be Jesus, for God saves us. Maybe the old carol did get it right after all. Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Friends, this evening when your faith may feel strong, hold on to hope. When your faith feels weak, do not let fear take over. Maybe this Christmas a crisis, a life-altering blow is rocking your reliance on God. And your fears are exhausting and paralysing. Maybe when we look across this world and we look at the current events, we just wish, where is God? I could go on through family members hurting one another, financial struggle, death of a loved one, addiction, trauma, turmoil and fear. But the message of the shepherds understood, which the people of Bethlehem missed, and Joseph was too distracted to gather, is that Jesus Christ came to bring you and me peace. I pray you may know that. that peace in your heart this Christmas. Amen.